Look at for me.
And they came. He walked up. They said he came with lanterns and torches, and it was but the Levites were there, and the Sanhedrin there, and the Pharisees, and Jesus had just finished praying by himself, right? Mm-hmm. And he came out, walked up, and said, "Look at me, I'm Jesus." And they all fell on the floor, says the Bible. Mm-hmm. Finished, St. John. Then he turned around and looked at the man like this, turned around and flopped on the floor. Praise the Bible. That's one Jesus. Another Jesus, on the other hand, is in Nazareth teaching, and someone say, "Hey, you are that Jesus," and he ran through the crowd to get away. That ain't the same guy. You better go back and read your Bible. You got three Jesus in there. One of them is a punk. And one of them, they couldn't scare him. One of them was in the hands of Pontius Pilate. And they said, "Are you Christ?" What did he say? "You say so." That's not the same guy who said, "Are you looking for me? I'm Jesus." What happened to the answer? How come the answer changed? He was in the same amount of danger of getting his head cut off, the same amount of power. Only one guy says, "You say so." And the other one said, "You looking for me? I'm Jesus." Twice. When they got up, he said, "You looking for me? I'm Jesus. I'm the man. What y'all want to do?" He wasn't scared of nobody. He didn't spare none of them Romans. But this other guy in the Bible that they're speaking on you as Jesus, that they wrote in, is a coward. One Jesus is non-racist, and the other one is racist. In Matthew 15, a woman comes out of thigh, a Canaanite woman, and says to him, "My daughter is vexed, she's sick, and she's possessed of a demon." You know what Jesus said? What they got to do with me? Read your Bible. Matthew 15. You ever read that? He said, "What they got to do with me?" And she said, "Well, by the hem of your garment was I made pure." He said, But he never touched that woman. Christians, hold that up. By the hem of his garment. But then I read the story where Jesus ignored the woman. He dissed her. He insulted her. I was going to go there next. He said, "You don't cast pearls to call a dog." He called somebody else a swine. He called the woman a dog in the Bible, in Matthew.